little late to the feed, and my apologies, but tonight we have another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is Session 47, Part 1, with our usual cast of players, Jameis, Richard, Sharon, and Chris reprising their usual roles. If you are a Google Groups user, kindly look for our Steam Steal and Murder group, newly set up to keep you up to date on news regarding our podcast. Let's dive into it, Session 47, Part 1. All right, well, everyone have a beverage in front of them?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So we'll get started then. Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. We are in session 47 tonight with our players and characters, starting off with Eddie Guff, as played by...
This is Chris, and I am playing Eddie Guff, the gunslinger werewolf. And I was just able to get into fantasy grounds, so my cards are Folk Hero. Play after you save a group of people from dire circumstances. The community adopts you and your party as local heroes, and you can always find aid there. Then I have Teamwork. Your hero and any adjacent allies add +4 to their next trait rolls. The allies must be adjacent when the card is played to receive the bonus. Villainous Verbosity. Play to make an opposing wild card lose his next action by gloating or talking about his master plan. Flesh Wound. Play to cause a wounded extra... the map just kicked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Play to cause a wounded extra to raise immediately, unshaken and unharmed. The extra must have been wounded in the current scene. And last, Deadly Blow. Play after damage is rolled to double the total of a successful melee attack. And that's what I got.
All right. And the character, Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Hi, this is Sharon. I'll be playing Sarah Beauchamp, your friendly neighborhood doctor, who smells suspiciously of French perfume. Anyway, my cards tonight are Get a Clue. Play this card for a clue from the Game Master for some advice or hint on how to resolve a current predicament or problem.
Kill the rest of the party. Kill them.
Bullseye. Play after damage is rolled to double the total of a successful ranged attack. Hidden Stash. Your hero scrounges up a generic type of item of your choosing, such as food and water, shelter, box of ammo, enough money for a room, etc. Here comes the cavalry. Help arrives on the scene from some source determined by the GM. And finally, make no mistake, play when facing any kind of creature with immunity or invulnerability. One character may ignore those special abilities of the creature for the duration of the combat.
All right, and Luke Villeneuve, as played by...
This is Luke Villeneuve, your Canadian adventurer extraordinaire, as played by Jameis. And the cards that I have are Sick and Wind, automatically removed all wounds sustained in a combat... Windfall, get all the most treasure you can get. Perfect timing, play a Benny to get any card you want. Not today, play after any other attack roll causes it to automatically fail as a crit failure. And the favorite card of almost everyone, Love Interest. Play on NPC to make them a love interest. Yeah. Sharon?
Yeah, do you need another sailor in a port?
No, I think I have enough sailors and enough ports right now.
And young Jean-Lou, as played by...
As played by Richard, the amazing, humble martial artist. Yes, I'll let you work out whether I was talking about me or my character. And the cards that I have this week are... Let's settle this, play at the beginning to stop... At the beginning of a combat round to stop all soaking. Unexpected insight. Read or seen something about an inhuman creature we're fighting. Hot iron and whiskey. I heal up a wound, but gain a -1 on charisma. Renown, play after doing a good deed. You get +1 charisma. Contact, you see an old friend or acquaintance. Yeah, play them both and negative it out. Could do. Contact, play to see somebody in the crowd who might like help you out. And play this card at the beginning of a combat. One foe. You are facing GM's choice. Has its size and strength increased 2 steps? Each player gets to draw a card from the adventure deck.
Woo!
Woo!
Everybody loves that. Fun.
All right, so it's been over a month since the last time we played. I'm sure that our recaps will be justly very detailed and described.
Honestly, Honestly, it doesn't need to be that detailed. We went to Mexicali, we found the church, we went into the church, we blooded the statue, a horrible thing came out, we ran away. Huzzah! End of recap.
There was no statue to bloody. We destroyed a Christian symbology, and then that exposed the true glyph underneath.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a statue. Was it not? I just thought it was some stuff on a wall.
It was a thing.
It was dark. It was hard to see.
Yeah. None of us. People shooting
at us. The fire salamander that came out kind of probably melted it anyway.
Hey, we never even saw the fire salamander. You're the only one who saw that, and you told nobody.
No, but true. We did let.
You just saw a burning building.
We didn't let everybody in the church burn.
Yay! Yes, we're the PCs.
Woo! Go us!
You did not murder everyone. Right.
We didn't murder anybody.
We didn't?
We just didn't leave.
I thought we did.
We left.
I thought we left everyone to burn because they were all wounded in the thing. How do we get everyone out if they're all wounded?
We didn't murder anybody. We just left. Even so, the place was under attack by the resistance forces, and we had no idea that there was a salamander in there. You were the only one who saw it, and you didn't tell anybody, and I just wanted to get us out of the battlefield. So
it was a church, right? Yeah. So act of God, right? You're not responsible for that. Act of God.
That's why we know.
Which God and what act?
Young didn't really give us a chance to like debate it. He just sort of grabbed us and left.
Well, I didn't think the middle of a battlefield was a particularly good place to debate things.
Yeah. Does Eddie have anything to add to that?
No, I do not. I was going to say, the last I remember is we got into port, realized we couldn't go too far, and we found a way past the barricades through a building, and that's about all I remember.
Yeah,
that was the previous adventure.
That's enough for a chip.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't here for the previous one, so
yeah.
It's hard for Chris.
So you guys ended up.
I was in a drunken stupor, and everything's hazy.
Yes.
So whatever you say. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
All you know is you made it out with a 6-pack of tequila. That's
yes. And singed eyebrows.
Man, they're real back.
Oh, yes. So, well, you guys went inland a bit at a predetermined pickup spot so that Beauregard and the Gypsy Queen 2, Gypsy Harder.
We went back through because we met some friendly locals who were quite happy to take money to look the other way while we went through. And so we joined them as naturally would. I spent the rest of the time in the pub waiting to see if a fire salamander would attack the rest of the city, but no, nothing happened. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Act of God. Not your fault. Act of God. All right. So we're going to pick up. We're back on the Gypsy Queen 2. Gypsy Harder. I'm going to keep calling it that. And we were heading where? We had a plethora of choices. Some people had said they wanted to go back to Shannonsburg. There were some other things dropped off in the chat on our Blue Magic forums, which everyone should be checking in on.
I think the plan was to go back to Perdition, first of all.
Perdition, because that was the closest. And that was going to be next in the firing line for the Mexican forces.
Yeah. It looked like their train of soldiers might be going awfully close, if not right through Perdition. That is.
Yeah, so we want to get to Perdition to say, hey, guys, this is happening.
All right.
Although, I have just thought about it today. The salamander coming out and eating everybody, that might have raised the fear level of the town, possibly.
Yes.
And they might have to divert forces back to go and deal with this salamander thing, because it probably didn't contain itself to the church.
Well, it didn't attack the outside of the city. That's all I can say.
Well, it might have been too busy eating all the peasants, or heading towards the factories with the ghost rock and exploding them instead. We don't know.
With the mini things,
we'll set up a toll booth just outside of town, and then they'll have to go through and pay.
Come see the flaming demons, 5 pesos. And free mezcal, here you go.
I'll be going for that.
So It has been a while since we have actually had any personal insight into the characters. So what I wanted to do while we were journeying back to Perdition, we're going to have an interlude scene. Usually with an interlude scene, it is something that you reveal about your character. I'm going to deal everyone a card, which I will do now.
Okay.
All right. You guys open up the card table. You will each see that you have a card sitting in front of your character.
Doesn't see the card table thing. Where is that? Which button is that we press? Or is it something you have to show to us?
Maybe I do have to show it. Let's see. Share sheet.
Oh, yep. There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Six hot.
Okay, so each of these, all we're concerned about is the suit. The suit tells us what kind of background you're going to share about your character with everyone else. Now, normally with the interlude scenes, I would award you with a chip, a card, or in this case, I'm giving everybody an advance. One reason is because Jameis came up with a pretty good idea for his character, and to be fair, I wanted to let everyone else also take advantage of an advance. So, let us start.
Adding XP until we get to the next advance?
Yes, however much XP you need for your next advance, which means for Weematai, she will get far less XP than you guys get, but she still gets an advance.
No, she's up to our level.
So no, she isn't. Jump up. She's not. She's at 100.
Well, no, she's a legendary, so she's still only rounding up to the nearest team.
All right, so let us start with Sharon. And if you need some time to think about it.
Yeah, do you want to warn us what these things
are?
Sure.
Hearts. Love. Speak fondly of the character's greatest love lost, found, or waiting on him or her back home.
So you've got a three. So that means you need to talk about three different people.
Yes, which is perfect for Sharon. Yeah. Sharon, you could give us an update, for example, on what you actually feel about all of the guys that you have been having rendezvous with. Anyway, that's what hearts is, which is going to be interesting for Eddie, who also got a heart there. Clubs is tragedy. Describe a tale of tragedy or misfortune from your hero's past, featuring one of his hindrances if possible. If the teller has a dark secret of some kind, hint strongly at it. Drop clues or otherwise give the rest of the group glimpses into your hero's dark side during your narrative. And for you, that might tie into your demon-haunted dreams. Mm. Up to you. Diamonds is desire. Oh, this is an interesting one for Young. Tell a tale about something your hero wants or already has. It might be a material possession, recognition, a political goal, or even a trip he wishes to take to some amazing destination. So that's what everyone has drawn. Who wants to go first? Does anyone have an idea of what they want to do?
Yes. How detailed did you want this?
It's up to you what your character would share with the rest of the group, because that's what you're doing. This is during the downtime. Your character is doing a little sharing.
Well, I'll be very happy to start. I mean, I'd like to stop back at Perdition because I really miss Richard Lewis. He's such a sweetheart. I really do miss him. And, I mean, Eldon Strauss, okay, but basically he's just, you know, don't take this the wrong way. He's just part of the job.
I push him out of the circle of people who were sitting down. He's still on the boat with us.
Push him over the side. That'll make it easier.
It would do. Yeah,
we will assume.
I think Richard and I could work something out where we could live happily ever after.
Yeah, it's really not great having two characters called Richard, two people called Richard involved.
Okay, Sarah has professed that her true love is Richard the Doctor. Okay, fair enough.
Which is just apparently a professional flirt, though. So.
All right, who wants to go next?
Sure.
Okay.
And days before I met you as part of the war, one of the things that happened was we were trying to get out of a town which just collapsed behind us, consuming everything in its past. We barely got away. Ever since then, you know, I've got to get away quicker, I've got to get away faster, I've got to get away from the ground. And I've had ideas in my dreams about how I might be able to do some better things with that gyro and copter and balloon than I've been thinking already. So, yeah, maybe if you pay attention to a bit more of those dreams and might be able to get something good out of this.
All right, who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
Way back in the Confederate days when I was still hunting the Union, I had a sweetheart named Molly, and one time after getting bit, before I realized who I was, I left and found her. And we had a good time, and, well, the moon was out. And the next morning, I realized that she's no longer around. And so I ran, and I went west. So I have no idea if she is alive or not, but it still troubles me in my memories and thoughts that I did something to her.
And he did not check his stool the next day.
Exactly.
Oh, Richard does have that old acquaintance card.
You got something for us yet, Richard?
Yeah, I'm ready. I was just trying to find the names of the places. Well, of course, it will surprise you all to learn that back in my lineage, there's a dragon. Yes, I don't talk about it very much, so, you know, I might not have.
Yeah.
Though the more. No, not you. An actual dragon, not a cat called dragon. So, one of the things I would like to do, seeing as we're traveling around here, is go to Serpent Cove. In Serpent Cove, they've got a maze dragon that went into the cove, and then there was not an earthquake, something happened, and all the rocks fell behind it, and it couldn't get out again. So they've got it in there as an attraction. So I'd like to go there and take a look at it and get up close. I mean, I don't think they actually do swimming with the maze dragon, but perhaps I'll jump in there and, you know, try not to get eaten.
Is that an actual thing? Or
yes.
Is he just
No, it's an actual thing. Okay. So are we going to have a Free Willy moment? Are we going to have that scene?
No, we don't want a Free Willy moment.
I don't know. Oh, you're talking to me. You're not talking about Sarah and Rich. You're not talking about Sarah and Richard. You're talking about me and the maze. Right, okay. Yeah. Possibly.
All right. So maybe while splitting off that case of mezcal and tequila, you guys are sharing a little bit of your past one day on your trip here. All right, let me clear off this. And we can close that table down. All right. So heading back to Perdition to see how things are. Okay.
Serpent Cove anyway.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So yeah, we're going to... you have no problems, or Beauregard has no problems getting the Gypsy Queen through the maze and into the docks of Perdition. There is a lot of gunboat activity in the area, both from, let's see, this area would be, well, probably both sides, both north and south soldiers, as well as people or boats from King's fleet as well. They're not harassing normal boat traffic, but it seems like they're on high alert. You're not stopped, but it is something the Beauregard calls to everyone's attention. So you are able to make dock. The dock is not right on Perdition. You actually have to go inland just a little bit. But he is able to drop you there. He asks what's next. Should he wait around for you? His boys could use a little bit of R&R. He doesn't have any cargo right now, but he's more than willing to wait a few days.
I think that is the plan before we head north.
To be honest, the best place for me to do all this machinery I want to do on the stuff would be up in Elspeth Town, where all the other people are.
That is to the north, is it not?
Yes.
Well? Yeah, that's north. So I'm just saying, I don't know how long we want to stick around Perdition. Originally, we were thinking about sticking around Perdition for a while, but technically, probably Luke wants to head back up to Shannonsburg for other reasons.
We were going to come here, and Bert said, yeah, I'm going to have a couple of things prepared for you in Perdition. That was what he said last time.
Yep, so
I figured we were going to be in Perdition for like this session, and then we would start heading north and get the last mark that we would need. And then we would all split up and go in different directions and meet up again in a few months once we'd got all of our stuff ready for whatever we needed. That was just a rough idea that I sort of had about this. Purely because, I mean, there's no point sticking around altogether for the next 6-8 months, whatever it is before that. I'm certain there are lots of things that we all want to do in different directions.
Especially since you have an idea that when you do enact the ritual, there's going to be a pretty big cataclysm going on. So characters might want to go and be with loved ones, etc. beforehand. Entirely possible.
Just tell people things. Run up and down the coast.
Yeah.
Spreading doom and gloom. We can turn our preacher into one of those people with the sandwich boards who runs around.
Your doom is nigh.
Yep.
Make your contribution. The failure wasn't high enough.
Let's increase it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we'll play it by ear. We'll start in perdition, and we'll just see how this goes organically here. I do have things prepared, but I can sandwich them in just about anywhere. So you have the basically the speed wagon is aboard the Gypsy Queen. One of the reasons he got a bigger boat was to haul all your crap. of course, you funded it, so you know he's good with that. So you have a vehicle here to take you into perdition. This is a very small wharf here. It's basically. The railhead is a couple of miles inland to where Perdition is. They haven't yet got a spur out to the dock, so it's like wagon. People load up things from on a wagon, bring them out to the dock to be shipped out. So this is a very small port. Okay, it's used mostly for just loading and unloading to go to Perdition and then invariably through the rail line to get to other places. Okay, very small place here, but of course there's a bar. There's always a bar. And there's a small flop house, too, for the sailors that are sick of being on boats the whole time. They can sleep on a good bed and dry land. There is a lot of gossip going around town about the Mexicali advance. So far, no one has been outright attacked. I mean, columns of soldiers are being seen. No one's been really brave enough to go up and, you know, really find out what's going on. There has been some skirmishes between soldiers and the Mexicali army, which has not ended well for the soldiers so far, as the forts that are up in this way are not incredibly well manned. But it doesn't seem like they are pillaging small towns, ranches, or cities along the way. There is some rumors that they have gone and dealt with farmers in the area, like actually, I would like to buy some chickens and cows sort of thing,
instead of
just taking. Now, other rumors are saying that, well, yes, they paid for it, but they really didn't give them much of a choice. It's take the money or we're still going to take the cow.
Right.
So far, negotiating. Other than when they have been attacked by soldiers, they don't seem to be doing a lot of devastation along the way. There is...
What major towns have they encountered along the way?
Nothing so far. Mostly just outlying small farm communities. Yeah. Perdition will be the first, it's not a huge city, but the first real city they're going to come across. Some outriders have already gone through Perdition, basically looking to purchase, mostly foodstuff, that sort of thing, horses, whatever they can. But the full army hasn't gone through. Now, something interesting that's coming out of this is they seem to be asking questions, of anyone that they're being, having any kind of dealing with. They're asking specifically for a place called, hold on just a minute, Stanley's Live Bait and Curios. Of all things, some of the traders that have come off from the main army line when they're, once again, doing the trading have been asking about this place.
That is awesome. I think I know what's there. If that, if that's not you, but if that's the writers of the morning,
yes,
well
it
played.
Is. It's, well it's one of the things. So, yeah. That's the rumors that are being spread around in the wharfs and local bars as you're just gearing up to head out to Perdition. If you've got anything specific to ask, feel free. But, you know, assume that at least Eddie went in for a drink and learned some of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I am curious about
whether or not he remembers it the next day.
go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
No, I'm curious about the curiosity shop. Mm-hmm. You know, when you put that with live bait, it's an interesting place to go to.
make me a common knowledge roll.
Oh,
Which is basically just a smarts roll. Okay, you've heard of it. Unfortunately, you're not much of a sailor, so you don't know exactly where it's located. But from what you understand, it's one of the best places to buy gear, fishing supplies, and all around just junk. Thus the curio part of the name.
I have no idea if this is the implication or not. Should he have an occult role?
Nope, not really attached to the occult. This is just a place thing. I don't know. Eddie is ranged.
I don't know
what
Richard
down.
Knows, so I just wonder.
Eddie's ranged up and down this area, so he had the best shot of knowing something about it. Yeah. I don't imagine Luke would. Young probably wouldn't, since most of his life was spent in Shanfan. Sarah is from back east, so not really for her either.
Probably discount Shanfan as a place to look.
Yeah.
Would I know where it's at, or? I want to find that place and go in.
No, that's just it. You don't know where it's at. You've just heard of it, you know, here and there, just talking to people. So you don't personally know where it's located.
Okay, well, I'll pass some alcohol around and find out.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to try and loosen some people's tongues about the place. Go ahead. And do you have any kind of persuading type of skill?
No.
Okay, roll it unskilled, but I'll give you +2 for buying drinks for people.
I mean, I have intimidation, but I'm not going to use that.
Take this beer and tell me what I want to know. just roll unskilled, but I'll give you +2 for just the beer, handing that out.
Which one, smarts again? Or
no, unskilled is a D4 minus 2, so just roll a D4.
Skill? Have you got a D4 skill? It's not just click unskilled.
Unskilled. Unskilled. Yeah.
Okay, so you have +2, so you rolled a 3. All right. Unfortunately, no one in the place seems to know much about it either. You know, they know the rumors that Mexicali's have been asking about the place, which is kind of odd. But none of these guys are really fishermen. So they're all, you know, same line of work as Beauregard's in.
Yeah, well, Beauregard should know where it's at then.
Yeah, Beauregard should know where it is.
Yeah.
All right. He's also heard of it, and he knows that it's out in the maze. As he understand it, someone has set up a small quay off of one of the little shattered outcroppings there. A lot of fishermen stop there and get bait. He knows vaguely where it is, doesn't know exactly. He's never had call to go there. He's not a fisherman himself. You know, he knows the area that it's supposed to be in, but he's never been there.
Well, let him know that it'll be a point of interest for us, and if he can get any information.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he'll look into it while you guys are over in Perdition. Him and his men are going to sit back, you know, stay in a hotel here for a while and drink for a few days, and we'll see where it goes. There is a telegraph location here, so you can send a telegram from Perdition to here if you need to get a hold of Beauregard. He'll check in every few days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll let him know if we're going to be here for a long time or not, just so he can get away and do things if he needs to. Once I've seen what the state of the Perdition
is. Where are we? We're in Perdition, right?
Where's you're just outside of Perdition.
We're in a local dock town.
Yeah. If you look at the map, Perdition is a little bit inland from the water.
Like a couple of hundred foot. Not that far. I mean, they've got a thing called the Cliff Watch Hotel. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it watch over the cliffs onto the dock?
Yeah. Like I said, it's a little inland. I mean, you still, it's not a long way, but it is a little inland.
Right. Okay, I'm just wondering why we would then need a telegraph to get
just,
to it.
You know, just to
not.
Okay, in case we're really lazy. Yeah, exactly. You know? We're lazy. We can't
be
bothered going.
We're Americans, yes.
Okay. Telegram is what people used before cell phones. Come on.
You know, we'll wander over there, tell him he's got a telegram, and wander back again.
I said just up there today. Anyway, so you guys pack up in the Speedwagon and head over to Perdition.
This will be the first time Perdition's seen the Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
This is the first time we've been to Perdition since how long?
It's been a while.
Yep. And yeah. Sarah's going to primp up and doll herself up a bit.
So, what's happens with Eldon Strouth? Because he was on the boat with us, and presumably he got off.
Yeah, Eldon's, actually, if you don't mind, Eldon wants to bum a ride into Perdition with you. He's going to catch a train out. maybe just pop from Sarah.
Okay, that works. Might as well let him bum a ride.
I'm sure.
Yeah. In your room.
Last I checked, I think he's still paying us.
No, he's not. He's paid us for the week, and that's it.
He's paid you. And,
He's just tagging along because we have the boat that he hired.
And he wants a few more minutes with Sarah here.
Before she suddenly says, nope, not you, don't care.
Now, presumably the town has been a bit more advanced since this.
It has. The core of the town, of what the map is pretty much the same. This is all the main structures. But just imagine right outside of this town square that there is a lot more houses that have gone up very quickly. A lot of them, you know, look like they were, you know, put up in a matter of days, four walls and a ceiling, but more substantial housing than just like a tent village now. Because they have been getting a lot of people coming in from Shanfan. And otherwise, now that the railhead is complete and opened, it's starting to become a larger place. Okay. So, you have, of course, the hotel you had been staying at before. What are the first things you guys want to do?
It's booked up now.
Probably pop in, see the sheriff, let him know we're here. Hi, Sheriff. Where's the sheriff?
Remember to blank the preacher. He hasn't talked to us in 25 sessions.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I'm going to go after, what is Eldon doing?
Oh, no, he's basically saying his goodbyes to you. And then, here's the address to my family home. I sure appreciate getting a message from you now and then. He's got his hat in his hand. He's looking a little bashful.
Okay, I will.
He leans down to try and give you a kiss.
I will take the address. I will give him a kiss. And then I will wave at him as he gets off where he's going to on his train.
Oh, he's getting off all right. Hey.
I'm surprised you didn't do the quick turn so that he only got your cheek instead, you know, the brush off.
No, that would be mean.
You got to dangle him on. That's what it is. All right.
What does a Lovatch's card say? I frequently cause trouble as well.
This is going to be fun when they all come up to be your suitors and are offering rings back and forth. All right, so you see him off. He is going to go and lay low for a while with the troubles that are going on. And, he will pursue his load later to see if he can actually acquire the mountain of Ghost Rock. At a later time. Anyway, so he packs off. Remember, the only real hotel here is the Cliffwatch Hotel. Although now, apparently, there are lots of houses on the outskirts of town. There may be one up for rent. Who knows? But
doesn't Sarah own a place? I'm sure a bunch of us bought.
Yes, I think Sarah.
What? No.
I thought Sarah bought a house. No. She looked at buying a house. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because I know there was all that property going for sale cheap, and I think some of us took advantage of that. A lot of land going for cheap.
Oh, you got some land. Yeah, you did get land from when he was, when, I want to say Methuselah, but that's definitely not his name.
No. We did buy land, so.
He was getting a way to try and influence the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Kurtz. That's it. Yeah. Granville Kurtz is the son.
Mashik was the father.
You check then.
Mashik was the father. Yep.
So anyway, I'm going to head over to the hotel and see if we can get rooms. I think do we still have the rooms there?
No.
Well, it's a hotel. They're going to have rented them out while you were gone, of course. But no, they still have rooms available.
Okay, yeah.
Your preacher is still staring.
Of course we get runes.
your preacher is still staring here, but he is currently out spreading the good word.
With his junior crime boss in tow.
Yeah, probably. Interesting thing about that. His charge was bound and gagged the last time the host saw them leave.
Well, he is a priest, so we don't ask questions.
Oh, yes, let us see if we can get runes here.
Yes.
Nice. I say, with no ulterior motive, seeing as my parents are in this town and I don't want to stay with them.
Yeah, you can definitely get rooms. You can get it all on the same floor. Not a problem.
Yep. Do they have the top floor again? The fancy floor, or is it that rented out?
No, it's available.
Let's take that.
That is surprising. Something must be going wrong. We'll take the top floor.
Yep.
That's because people come here and they just get themselves a house and then they go move there. Why would they stay in a hotel? Cost money. They can get themselves a house and start a new life.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, the hotels are mostly used for people just staying over that have come through on railway. Not too many in town right now. Not that they haven't had a brisk business. It's just it's on this particular day they happen to have the rooms available.
Just for us.
Yep.
How suspiciously convenient.
Actually, she does say that they have been getting a lot of commerce lately. They've had to turn away guests before. She understands that a couple of the houses on the outskirts of town have been used as flop houses, just really cheap nightly rent, stay for a night and get on your way sort of thing. She doesn't really approve so much of that. But, if she has to turn guests away, at least they have a place to stay.
I won't say this to her, although, maybe we can work on that later. But almost like the Van Dorn Agency should actually get a house here and set it up to be the local headquarters, because it'd be cheap. And just have a place to stay for visiting Van Dorn Agency members.
We should just buy a house.
Let us wait until after what we have done has happened. Otherwise, we might own beachfront property.
Well, any case, I'm going to ask.
Or sub-beach property.
Exactly.
Yeah. I will ask the person at the desk if there's any news or gossip about Dr. Lewis.
Dr. Lewis? No. He keeps himself to himself. His best and only doctor in town right now.
Huh. Is he still practicing at the same place? The same house that he was at?
Oh, no. He has a shiny new place. He's gotten a few nurses on duty now. He's expanded his clientele out a bit with the new influx of people. I think he's actually even taken on an apprentice.
Oh, can you tell me the location?
Cute young thing.
Shut up. Can you give me the location of his new house? I haven't seen him in a while. I'd love to visit.
She does. It's pretty close to the town center, but it is. He's now operating out of a house, just outside of the town square here. But it gives you the information.
Okay. So if we're not going to do anything, then at the first convenient time, I'm going to slip off and go visiting.
Oh, that reminds me. She turns around behind her, and there's some cubby holes on the wall, and she pulls out a stack of some messages and. Probably hands them to Luke, and she says, these were brought over from the telegram office, and some mail came for you while you were gone. Hands it over.
Do-do-do-do, check, pocket. Bill goes to Sharon.
Right. Okay, well, let's go up and take a look at the mail, if there's anything interesting.
There's a few things interesting. Your friend the sheriff has sent you a couple of missives, mostly with wanted posters stuffed in them. Just keep an eye out for these guys if you happen to cross them in your journeys. He of course is conveniently out of town right now as well.
Sorry, but did he have posters for the deserters?
Were yes, they in specific, okay. Those three posters are in there.
Ooh, how exciting!
The other thing is you've got just some personal mail, Sarah from back east, you know, just family checking up on you, that sort of thing. I don't think anyone else really used this as a news stop. But the other thing of interest in here is you have from the telegram office, you just have a note from Joker saying that you got a telegram in. He's holding it for you over there. He didn't know about privacy regards, so he didn't want to just leave the actual message here. So he said All you right. could come and retrieve it when you're next in town.
Okay.
They do actually have a bank here now, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have any money, though.
Sorry, we get so back that, pay.
It's a bank.
We can have our back pay wired to this bank.
Yes, you can.
And our back pay should be fairly substantial right now.
Well, unless someone's been taking it out of mine.
I was going to say, I thought your pay was getting taken in Johannesburg there. You opened up a joint account.
Oh, no, she has access to my pay. While we're reading all this mail, Dragon's going around smooching everyone, including Sarah Beauchamp.
Yeah, yeah, Dragon's been awfully affectionate to you, you've noticed, in the last day or two. Which is a surprising difference from him or her. I'm not sure if Dragon was which one Dragon is. Hissing at you, normally.
I make sure I pick up extra treats for Dragon.
All right. So,
you know, the good ones.
Yes.
All right. We should probably head over to the telegraph office and see Joker then.
If we must.
Okay.
If you must.
Draw the plot on.
All right. Joker's out of the office currently. There's a junior member working the telegram there. You know, when you all walk in, he's, hey, how can I help you folk? Rates are posted here on the wall. Points to a sign.
Hi. We've been out of town for a bit and managed to get back here for a while. How's Joker doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. He's checking on. He's out of town at the moment. He's we're looking to expand a little.
Is anyone in town?
Oh. He left a note over at the cliffside. Forrest, that we got a telegram here that he said was just going to hold for us.
Sure. Who are you? What would it be under?
Now, who would it most likely be under? Luke?
Well, no, I'll probably go either Van Dorn or your name, Sarah. I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got something from the Van Dorns here. Okay, here, sign here, please.
Okay.
Yeah. We show our badge if we need to say, oh, look, yeah, we work for the Vendor, and I can say, yeah, yeah.
I show my badge and with...
He doesn't actually ask, but...
And with typical doctor fashion, I make some illegible scrawl.
There you go. Yeah, he hands it over. It's one sheet. And it's sent from Van Dorn Agency, from your boss. We
haven't heard from you. You're now fired.
Let's see, Bell, I think. Yeah, your section leader is Isaac Bell. So Isaac has sent you a message. Says, you know, not sure when you'll receive this, but if you can, we would like you to look in on something. It gives you basically, you know, this far. Off the coast, gives you, can't really give you latitude, longitude so much, but tells you where to find it. It's something that they've just been handed to them, actually, from the agency. Something they handed off to the Van Dorns into. It has been an ongoing investigation from the agency for a while. Nothing's turned up, but they didn't want to just let it go. So they hired the Van Dorns to keep a lookout on this particular area. Currently, there is a junior agent by the name of Call. Who is in the area, and Van Dorn's, while we are being employed just to keep an eye out and to report back, we want to know a little bit more about the place. And if you can happen to swing by, have a look, and fill out a full report on your own, very appreciative, Isaac Bell. Gives you a little bit of background. It is the Fellheim plot. Well, it was a ghost mining concern by a fellow named Fellheim. Gives you a, you know, in general, a location. It's not very far. Let me open up the map to California again here. All right, so do you guys still have the map out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, lost my little finger, my little pointing finger. Oh, well, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So you can see where Perdition is here at the point of the pointing yep. finger. So he describes a location that's just a little out into the Shattered Coast area where the Felheim plot was registered to.
Ah, further really into the you. Maze.
Mm-hmm. It's in the maze.
That is good. We might see maze dragons out there. We should go.
Hmm.
Actually, speaking of the maze, we should ask around also for the other thing we want to know that's in the maze. But we can do that in a little while.
This was dated about a week ago.
Huh. What other thing in
that's
the maze?
That's where we were at. The Stanley.
Bait shop.
Ah. Okay, yes.
The bait. We're going to take the bait.
Mm-hmm. Stanley's.
That's about the only other message you've had on there. Okay. Nothing else in particular.
While we're here, actually, no, is this, this is the telegraph office as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It certainly
is. We'll also quickly send a telegram back to Van Dorn saying we're currently in perdition at the moment.
Message received. Don't
message received.
Yep.
Just something like that. Oh, look, we tracked them down finally. They disappeared for a week or so. They're still alive. Damn. Well, this place will get rid of them. Yeah, a week ago we were down south further.
All right. So what?
All right. While we're at the mayor's place. Do you want to do somewhere at the mayor's place?
Yes, I was just going to ask. Has Joker married Hetty Wagner yet?
Ha! Oh, that's a big good news question. In town. Yes, he has. The engagement has been set. It's not still, several months out, but they are happily engaged.
That is good news.
Excellent.
That's it.
More somber news. It was far more interesting to talk about than what I had to talk about. You've heard of the encroaching Mexican army, what facilities are in place.
All right, so did you move, or are you just talking to the telegram guy?
We're at the mayor's office.
Oh, you went to the mayor's office.
Mayor guy.
Well,
the mayor's office is the telegram office.
So who are you talking to? Is the question, Joker.
Yeah, the mayor's not there. Joker's out of town.
Well, the guy that we were talking to, he's currently the mayor surrogate. He's the assistant mayor.
Well, he's the telegram officer. Remember, the mayor has a job as well. So this guy is filling in for Joker at his job. He's not filling in for Joker.
Right. Okay, then we'll probably go. Oh, a bit off going asking at the sheriff's office then, I suspect. Mm-hmm. I thought he was doing like assistant secretarial duties for the mayor as well. Why doesn't the mayor have a secretary?
The secretary went with him as well. In the meantime, he's only going to be out for a few days. In the meantime, yes, the sheriff's office is watching over things. The sheriff is out of town, but his next in line is here.
Well, we need to talk to someone about this bloody encroaching Mexican army, so that'll do.
All right, give me a second here. Terry O'Gillicuddy is the one in charge right now. Santiago happens to still be around as well. He is over in the sheriff's office as well.
Okay.
Yep. He was the Mexican sharpshooter, if you'll remember.
Nope. To the sheriff's office.
Yep. Yeah.
Unless we have other things here we need to do.
Not here, no.
So you sent your message off to the Van Dorns, and we'll take up at the sheriff's office. And both Santiago and O'Gillicuddy are here. O'Gillicuddy seems to be working on going through some notes in a ledger. Santiago is pitching cards into a trash can with his feet propped up on a desk.
Classic.
Yeah, Bert, while I'm at the telegraph office before we leave, I just want to send for any of my family members. Mm-hmm. Just a quick telegram back that all's okay and that I will write soon.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Your sister's getting married, by the way. as your mother puts it, by some carpetbagger from back east. Yeah. She doesn't seem to like him very much.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so keep in touch with the fams, no problem. All right, so yeah, the Santiago just, you know, raises an eyebrow as you come in. He just keeps pitching cards. O'Gillicuddy is like, hold on, almost done. Puts pay to a ledger, blows off the ink, looks up. Oh, hey, it's been a while. You're not here to kill more people, are you? It's been kind of quiet. Like to keep it that way.
I thought that was a sheriff's job.
Do not think we've killed anybody.
Pretty much better than the rest of that.
I think we have killed anybody. We've been in town at all, have we?
Well, we certainly killed the guys on the horses who came in to attack.
No, there was got no guys on horses who came to attack.
Well, you'll be glad to know the sheriff's been killing plenty of people. Plenty of people. He shakes his head. It's a nice quiet out now. Real quiet. Ever since that kid left.
Tumbleweed rolls by.
And it's shot.
Yeah, well, about that, there is no doubt where there is an oncoming storm that may create quite a problem from down south. I hear you've had one or two possible. You've had some outriders through town already about it.
Yes, he scratches his head. He sits up off his desk and then shakes everybody's hand, takes your hand, Sarah, as well. Doesn't offer to shake Wheelcut's hand. He doesn't know exactly how they take to that. So
I've got the love interest cards here. One pat on him.
Two in one town. We've heard they come coming through here. A few have stopped by looking for beef cattle, chicken, eggs, that sort of thing. Our grocery's doing a fair amount of business, sold a bunch of flour and sugar to them. We gotta admit, he scratched the back of his head, we're a little on edge about it. That's an awful lot of troops gonna be marching pretty close by here. But at least they were offering to pay. I guess that speaks something to their character.
Yeah, what we've been gathering, it's either pay or don't pay. The outcome's going to be the same from their point of view.
Oh, from what I understand, they were quite civil. And didn't try to bicker about the rates. Paid and left pretty quick. I understand they were asking some questions around town. I don't know what of in particular.
Oh, hopefully nothing that'll bother you. But the main force hasn't been through yet as far as we're aware. And so they might have different opinions about what it is they're going to be doing here.
Well, of course.
As far as we're aware, you'll be the main people coming through. You'll be the main town that they're going to encounter since coming up north.
Yeah, so. We've made some contingencies just in case. It looks like it's going to get bad. We've got some routes of escape planned. And really, the company, when he's talking about the company, he's talking about Wasatch. If you guys remember, this is a rail town. They've got some things in place. We think that it's possible they may try to disrupt the train routes. I don't know what that would benefit them, but of course that's what the company's more worried about. They pulled back some of the workers and those that are staying, a minor force just to make sure that the rail's running properly. They're a little on edge over there.
I could see that, but if they're offering to pay...
And if you would, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't spread this too much around town. You know, a few people know about it, but we don't want panic.
That's why we came to you, just to find out what's going on. You know, come to the source of it, other than going around talking to just anyone.
Well, a few key officials have been told, and we've got, as I said, some precautions set up. The doctor knows, and he said he's gotten, gotten a cabin set up a little bit out of town, possibly out of reach of the soldiers, that he's got some sick beds set up. He's got some healing stuff all stashed just in case. That's one place. Of course, the mayor knows.
Has there been any talk from Los Angeles about them supporting or you need to go support them or using them as a place to run to if you need help From what I remember, Bert, Los Angeles isn't that far away that they could evacuate.
No, it's not. Perdition actually overlooks Los Angeles.
It's like a couple of days away.
Yeah.
So, has there been discussion of Los Angeles being a...
Well, they certainly are a much more defensible place, being as large of a city as they are. But, you know, there's some people here that are not too, they're not seen too kindly. Very, very strict religious town over there.
Yeah.
But it would be a place of safety, and it is part of our...
Yeah, a religious town for a couple of days, or possibly a siege, or being run over by Mexicans. What's your choice?
And we've got some boats set up down by the docks that we could exit that way if need be. We're hoping they'll just pass on by. I mean, we're small enough of a town. We certainly couldn't, I suppose they could take over our homes for bed for a night and take what food we've got. But certainly we don't have, we couldn't feed their entire army, that's for sure.
Well, if you're interested, you know, we can, I wouldn't mind, you know, I've had some experience of these sorts of matters. I could have a look over your defenses with you, maybe it's just a few things, but only if you're interested. If you're not, yeah. If you're not.
Our whole plan is pretty much to run.
Yeah. I've been working on, I had to work on supply lines in the war and that, so if you want some help setting, making sure that's set up and proper.
But you're not leading with the, oh, I've got lots of experience in running,
no, it's a. If you want the help, if you don't, if you're all sorted out, then you know, don't worry about it. You know, we'll just get out of your way. You know,
I should go and check with Dr. Lewis and see if he needs any help with anything.
Well, seeing as you're all friends of the sheriff's, I don't think it would hurt anything if you would like to take a look at our plans. You know, he'll spend some time going over those with you for Luke.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it needing for any plot reasons. It's more,
helping
out nice people, sort of thing.
Okay, Sharon, you're going to go in, or Sarah's going to go check with the doctor. Whatever, what's everyone else interested in? Young, you're not going to go and stop in and see the family?
Not interested in sitting around looking at the plans. I wouldn't know anything about it.
No. Is there another hotel you're going to go look at? Well, hotel.
Well, I mean, there is, I want to go to, I mean, there are places I want to go, but particularly with Wimatai.
I think you got a little lady that you caused to have to stay in this town because. We got, in Eddie, we've got the Fallen Angel Saloon and Red Saloon here.
Oh, yeah, I will take Eddie to Red Saloon because Thomas Jefferson Stein was there and he was somebody I got on reasonably well with. He spoke Chinese and sent some stuff back to him. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is a Rock Gut Saloon. If you want a classy saloon, it's over there.
Wait. Fallen Angel Saloon? No, he runs the Fallen Angel.
I thought Red Saloon was the good one. I thought
Red Saloon is the one I'll eat in. Yes.
So yeah, we go to the
Fallen Angels is the less salubrious place, but
we go there. I wonder if I do.
But Thomas and Jefferson Stein was at the Fallen Angels, I believe.
He is. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether I tell Wimatai what this place is, or whether I just wait for her to start killing people when they proposition her. Much as she has done.
Fun surprise!
Yeah.
It's a gift for you, honey.
Please tell her. Just please tell her.
You get 10 minutes with the axe. Have fun.
I don't think about it. So I just say, oh yeah, we're going to go there and see him. I never even think about telling her what kind of place it is. There we go.
All right, so you head off to the Fallen Angel with Eddie, taking Wimatai along as well, I suppose.
And thus the callous boyfriend troop rears its ugly head.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's check in with the doctor then. We'll do that first. Let's see here. Hold on, I gotta find my... my notes on the NPCs here. Here we go, Mr. Richard Lewis. Okay. Yeah, he's got a nice nice house that was recently built, two floors. Looks like it's got a lot of rooms. He's got a shingle hung on the outside. The normal I'm not sure what the the Glyphra doctors used to be. Probably a mortar and pestle, maybe? Don't know. But it's also, you know, we've got the doctor's office for those that can actually read as well. Their front door is open, and you know, it's got a little entryway where it's set up pretty nice. There are several people sitting in chairs waiting. There is a matronly lady going around offering tea and biscuits to the people that are waiting inside. And there is, it's not just the well-dressed and moneyed as well. I mean, you've got some people here who look like they might be farmers or miners, not very well to do at all, but they're being treated every bit as the same. He doesn't have like a segregated area for haves and have nots. You're dirty. Go sit on this side. No, everyone here is being treated very well, very politely. A young teen lady steps out with a clipboard and asks for a Mr. and Mrs. Murphy. This way, please. Taken in the back. The matronly lady comes over to you, offers you some tea and a cookie, and asks, what's your ailment? The doctor is pretty busy this morning, but I think we'll have more than enough time to see you.
Oh, I have no ailment. I've been out of town for a little while, and Dr. Lewis is a friend of mine, and I was just stopping in to send greetings. If you could just tell him that when he has a moment, my name is Sarah Beauchamp, Dr. Sarah Beauchamp, and I'll be staying at the Cliffside Hotel.
Does Sarah have cards, calling cards?
And yes, I do, okay. And I hand her one.
Okay, yeah. She leaves you with tea if you'd like and takes your card back. You're not waiting too long. About 10 minutes later, Lewis comes out. He's in full surgeon's garb. He's got just a little bit of blood on a glove as he's taking it off. Big smile on his face as he comes out to see you. He's looking good. He's lost a little weight. His skin's a bit more tanned. He doesn't look like he's before. He's a little sallow in appearance. Didn't get a lot of outdoor time. He's looking good. Looks like he's healthier. Comes out a little bit, touch more gray in his hair, and very big smile on his face as he comes out. And he's about to just rush over to you and give you a big hug, and then realizes there's people around looking, and decorum and all. So he's like, "Oh, Miss Beauchamp, very nice to see you again. I'm in the middle of seeing several patients here. I could use a hand if you have the time."
Oh, certainly. I can. I'm always pleased to assist you, Doctor. I give him my best smile and.
All right. He calls out, "Marilyn, could you get a surgeon's gown and a kit for Miss Beauchamp here? She will be joining us in the surgery today."
Okay, great. All right, so.
All right, so you're going to while away some time helping out with his patients. A lot of it is they don't have a dentist per se here. There's a lot of tooth problems during this time. So he's doing some extractions and just minor things here and there, setting a few broken bones, nothing you haven't seen before. He's got a pretty nice theater set up. He has three youngsters working for him, both late teens. One of them is like a really gangly, long-legged woman, really short-cut hair, splotchy face, but she seems to be pretty sharp, if not pretty quiet. The other two are young teenage boys who still get a little green when they're having to deal with pans full of blood and that sort of thing. One of them does actually have to excuse himself for a moment. But yeah, he looks like he has grown his profession a bit here. So I'm going to leave you there for a bit as you chat away with the doctor and help him out for the day. Back with Eddie, Young, and Weematai coming in. You guys got here early afternoon. So there aren't too many people at the bar this early at the Fallen Angel. You've got your normal bar flies hanging around with a rot gut out on the table. Jefferson Stein is there. He's reading a newspaper as you come in. He's actually reading a copy of the Tombstone Epitaph.
Well, I've got nothing specific to do here. Mm-hmm. It's just, hey, how are you doing? You all right? I think I checked on him to see he got his medicine before, but I can't remember, so I double-checked that. And it's like, oh, you got any gossip on what's going on in town? This is Eddie. I don't think he's been here before. Set him up with some good...
Well, as soon as you sit down, Jefferson pours out pours out something from the top shelf and slides it across to you both, including Weimatai, who he hasn't met before either. But when Weimatai comes in, one of the drunks at the bar, you know, that guy's been here every time you've come into the bar. It doesn't matter if it's early morning, late night, or middle day. He's always here. He turns around, obviously intoxicated, takes a look at Weimatai, turns back around, then turns back around again and looks at Weimatai. Gets this stupid grin on his face, puts his fingers over his head like feathers, and goes, oh!
I step out of the way.
Yeah, Jefferson puts his hands up and steps back from the bar. give me a roll for Weimatai. Give me a spirit roll.
Or a fighting roll? She doesn't just immediately go to kill him? Man, I wish our spirit was D4.
All right. Yeah, so she does approach the man as he's doing the scream. And he's still sitting on the stool, so she bends down a little bit. So she's very close to his face and says, "That is not the war cry by people. This is." And then just unloads with a screech in front of his face as she pulls out of her axe, and the guy faints.
Go vengeful.
Jefferson looks down and says, looks over to you guys, looks at Weimatai and says, "Thanks for not killing one of my best customers." he kind of motions to one of the boys that are cleaning up, and they drag him over to the corner to sleep it off. Well, it's been a while. He puts the paper down on the counter and comes back over to chat with everybody. Introductions, right?
I said, "Hey, here's Eddie. He's a good drinker."
Yep. Yes. And he looks over at Eddie. Eddie, you've been imbibing. It's a familiar taste. He says, "What do you think of that? It's a new bourbon that's been making its way around."
AAA?
Yes. You've had it before.
I have, and I enjoy it. Just keep it coming.
Yeah, interesting thing about AAA. He pours himself another shot, puts it down, and then he takes out some seltzer water, sprays it in there, and you notice it starts bubbling. He takes a match, drops it into the glass, and it ignites. Found this out by accident. Not too many people water down their bourbon anymore. One of my clientele dropped a cigar ash into one, and it's lit up. He passes it down the bar. Blow it out and take a sip.
I do that. Blow it out, take a sip.
It tastes better.
Were there faint screams when it bubbled up?
That would be cool. Little hissing sounds.
Awesome. I'm going to have to get me some seltzer water now. Go along with the case that I have.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, just keep bringing it, and I'll light it up, and
yeah, goes
on down.
He just sets a bottle on the table, and a bottle of seltzer. And says, "Hey, enjoy. Come on over, young. Have a sit." And basically just asks for your exploits. He's always interested in hearing tales of what you guys have been doing. Are you looking for anything specific from Jefferson? Otherwise, he'll catch you up on the rumors of the town.
No, basically, yeah, I'm just trying to get a rumors of the town, get a feel for that. Because he's a down market thing, so we'll have to be down low on the end. I can't think of anything. Might ask him just about the bait shop as well, just in case. He gets around and gets into all kinds of places. He's lived in... China.
He knows it pretty well. It's an interesting spot. He was once working on a fishing vessel, just getting his feet wet, as it were, just learning a little bit about the nautical life. He spent a very short term aboard a boat, fishing boat, and they made a stop there. Some live bait, fixed nets, did a little bit of boat repair. But the interesting thing that he remembered is that the guy had a curiosity cabinet, he called it. Actually, there's a name for that they used to use in the Old West. Maybe it was just curiosity cabinet. Cabinet of curiosities.
Yeah, it is curiosity.
Different things, like he's got a body of a mermaid, shrunken heads, just all kinds of freak show, like interesting things that he kept in a back room. Charged a nickel for at the time to wander through and take a look.
I bet he does not have a dragon.
Not that I recollect. No. The mermaid was the only aquatic thing I remember seeing. Hideous thing.
Excuse me. Hideous mermaid. Okay.
Best of my recollection, and you know, he basically the usual, you know, drawing a map on a bar napkin sort of thing. It's like, yeah, if around this area here, you know, it's kind of hard to navigate through the coastline if you're not familiar with it. But best as I recollect, it was around these islands here. It draws you a fair enough map. Beauregard might be able to figure things out from that.
All good. Is it anywhere near where we should be heading in any one of our and various things?
If you tend to go out by, if you want to go out by boat, you'll definitely be passing near that area.
Right. Awesome.
The other news is like, yeah, your family opened up a new shop.
A puzzle book shop?
Carpentry. He shows you his new mirror behind the bar. And he points out the woodwork. He's like, yeah, your parents did the woodwork for this. It's that was really, really interesting stuff. They did it from all wood they found to surround the landscape. You look really close. It's like it's all pieced together with tongue and groove kind of work because the wood was not very long. So he pieced the whole thing together from this like driftwood and old fence wood. It's beautiful work. So I didn't know your family was so skilled, young.
We are all good with our hands. This, they can be turned to many different things.
Well, you haven't been in town for a while, so he tells you where it is. Your folks got a house. Actually, he was glad to, as far as he knows, he's one of the first people that had a piece made from your family to help them buy their home. He says, yeah, glad to do it. This is exceptional work. I might have them work on my old, you know, bar itself here. It's seen better days, and customers keep scrabbling things into it with their knives. Might be time for a new bar top.
I put my knife away.
And he was
about to. And smile and drink.
Yes. Quick, changing to wasn't here. Somebody else entirely. Oh, well.
All right, so that's what's going on with your parents. Apparently, they did a little business enough to buy a house and have started doing various woodwork.
Yep. Any change in the fonts? Because I delivered a message for their son.
We have a new laundry up. I'm not sure if that's the family who runs it, but it may well be.
They were doing laundry before, so if it is a new one, I do not think that would be them.
Well, they were, it's in a new building.
They were the ones who came and talked to you long. Well, they were the only Chinese family in the thing.
Well, you know, I don't have my laundry done out that often, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, yes. I got nothing else to ask them. So,
plus you while away the time at the bar. Yeah. Catching up. He's got several back issues of the Tombstone. If you want to look through them, he keeps them around.
Might be worth a vague flick just to see if there's anything there. If he's got any lemon juice as well.
Of course.
So we can take a look at the trick.
Yep. You guys haven't eaten in a while, so Wimatai has some as rare as you can get it food.
Of course.
Okay, so that leaves Luke. Well, you're going over basically their fallbacks and that sort of things. Yeah, the idea is to fall back quickly. They're not going to try and even present any kind of defense. From what they understand from some of the farmers that have come through to do business, is if you don't resist, or if you don't really make them mad, they don't destroy anything. They just leave you alone. They paid for everything. don't make them mad, and it seems to be okay. So they do have some watchers set up along the trail that they would be coming through to get back message as quickly as possible. So they've are able to evacuate as best they can. But the problem is they can't tell everybody. If they told all the populace, it might cause issues beforehand. So they've told basically key members of the city who will be able to control like their area. Like, you know, the preacher woman is responsible for this part of the city to get these people out moving. People that the populace would look up to and would listen to instead of arguing about with. So that's what they've got in place.
Have they considered extending the plans to having contingencies in case of earthquakes or floods?
Why'd we do that?
Well, you had a fairly major earthquake, you know, not that long ago.
No, there's not.
Floods are always possible when you got earthquakes.
Well, you know, they're on a cliff, so any kind of flooding that would come up here would, that would be end times, right? That's biblical kind of flooding. Now, why would that happen?
Earthquakes and flooding as an example. It's always good to be prepared for these sorts of things.
All right, so talk shop with that for a while. Anyway, at the end of the day, you guys will all, I guess, meet back up at the sunrise.
There is something else.
Sure.
I suppose we can all do it. If we're all going to go out for a meal, we can all go out to Red's for the evening, which is that what we're planning on doing?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah,
okay. Fine by me.
Yeah. Because I have to go to Red's at some point, so yeah. Do it in the evening with everybody else. Less chance of me getting killed if there are more witnesses.
Don't bet on it.
No.
She was doing pretty well. You've been away a few months. We'll see.
She might have moved on. That is true. She's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, we'll just start back up at Red's. Everybody meets there. The doctor's coming out with you tonight, Sarah, of course. He said Red's actually gotten some connections down at the dock now, so they're doing a little bit more seafood. And tonight's actually one of the nights where they serve lobster.
yeah, because we haven't had seafood for the past 2 weeks.
Right. So, yeah. Of course, everyone dresses up for Reds for the most part, it being a hoity-toity dining experience. But it's fairly quiet tonight. There aren't too many people in town right now. A few businessmen.
Well, the sheriff and the mayor and the priest are all out. So, you know, what's up?
We're visitors. Reds is the dining place for visitors. They do cater to people with more expensive tastes, as seen by the prices in the menu. So, yes, tonight is surf and turf. We got lobster and steak. They farmers here have been able to get a little bit of crops going. I mean, they're still suffering from what most of California suffers from as far as the effects of famine, the horseman famine, that is, where you know, food just doesn't grow very as well and it doesn't sustain as much. So they're still having that problem, but you know, it's amazing what you can do when you've got money and you truck it in from a rail line. again, Red's is a very lavish place. Lots of it gets its name not from just the proprietor, but there are the red drapes hanging everywhere. Everything is very bright, candlelit, etc. You don't see your lady friend anywhere.
Well, I will. I do not know who is managing this place now that other people have. Now that one of them has gone to be a sheriff deputy. So I will get up and go and ask somebody on one of my visits to the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hattie's here.
Sure. I wonder if she might like to join us for dinner as well.
Actually. Yeah, I'll say, if we notice her, then we'll ask her to come over because we've met her. Yeah.
She actually came in to be ordering a meal just to take out. And then, you know, you notice her and she comes over and instead has her, she'll have a sit down with Joker out of town. She's been, basically keep it to herself. Mm-hmm.
Does she have a nice ring on her finger she's flashing around?
She does, yes. She has an engagement ring on.
I guess we... Ooh,
let's see. Fred Alston is here, too. He was... he's the Perdition Harbinger's office, the newspaper.
I couldn't remember the newspaper. They finally got a newspaper up and running.
Yes,
they?
Yes, they did.
Awesome.
And do you want to have Kurtz Jr. here just to complete the set?
No. Kurtz is not here, in fact. It's actually a little bit of gossip that we'll get out of the way. Kurtz is doing better. He is still having to see. He's got a live-in doctor. He still has bouts of madness from the events that took place. But mostly he's put himself back together.
So he doesn't have a place on the town council anymore?
He has taken a medical leave right now. I mean, of course, he is still an influential member of the town, but he has become something of a shut-in. He still hosts parties now and then. He's still seen in public, but his mental deterioration while getting better, he still has outbursts now and then where he just simply can't go out for days at a time.
It is understandable. Mm-hmm. Oh, Gail Wimbatai with the tale of the dead bodies and the chopped up corpses and the things that we found and the horrible experiments over dinner. I don't think she will have heard this yet.
Well, you know, if you remember, Hattie was the liaison to the mine, and so she has
yeah.
some rough people and such, so this type of conversation doesn't unduly distress her at all.
I'll also find out what's been happening with the mine and the rail.
Wasatch is doing very well. They have had very little problems with the rail at all. It's been bringing a lot of income into the town. If you haven't noticed, we've just exploded in growth, all kinds of housing. We've built more houses than we have currently residents for, but they're selling very quickly. I understand the Sayers office, we're pretty much getting to the limits of what Perdition has claimed out as property rights. So we may be trying to acquire some more land in the near future.
It is better than just exploding.
Yes, yes. They did have, interesting enough, we did have a couple of cases a few weeks ago. As you understand, the Wasatch Rail does go underground for a stretch. There were some, you know, and she keeps her voice low when she's talking.
We know.
Yeah, that there has been sightings of strange creatures in those tunnels, given the rail there's a little issue. But of course, you know, this is not stuff that we spread around as gossip. We don't want
lizard people.
Well, lizards, yes. Lizard people. Well, the descriptions have not been that precise.
Well, that
there's
is
been no was... trouble from giant beavers, have there?
Giant beavers. Not that I've heard.
Giant beavers, wasn't it?
That sounds like a piece that you would read in that that rag paper.
Didn't the ghouls and the giant beavers attack the town?
The giant beavers didn't.
Yeah.
They were still
okay, just the ghouls.
The ghouls did.
Okay.
And they were just rabid Indians.
Yeah, rabid Indians.
Yeah. No more rabid Indian attacks.
Right. It's been pretty quiet since you left, other than they did have some trouble with kids in the town. Yes. They had formed a small gang, a little personality cult around that young fellow that the preacher brought in. But I understand that's under control now.
And no one's seen the youngster since, have they?
Well, most of the youngsters are still around. I understand, are being severely scolded by their parents. It was quite a thing. They were shaking down a lot of the local businesses, asking for protection money.
Were they? That is a step up.
Weren't they actually helping people as well?
Well, they weren't they were extorting last time we were, rather than asking for.
But they're also helping other people, weren't they? I'm pretty sure.
They were helping people and then overhearing things and reporting on them and then saying, "Hey."
Well, they had to get money. They had to get income somehow to help people.
That's how they
extort from the rich to give to the poor.
How else is a young lad supposed to earn money for his Xbox? And
there's no such thing as an Xbox.
It's a nice wooden box in your family's business with a big X on top. That's what they want. It's all fat.
That's what they call the branding kit these days. It's because it's got an X in there. And
but yes, apparently that's been put paid to with the preacher man taking his young charge out for re-education, he says. Understand, he was heading out Desiree way, so...
Really?
Oh, wow. All right. So you guys catch up on gossip. That's what's going around. The town is prospering. Yep. It's doing pretty well.
And as I said before, when I get up, I will, at some point, we'll be getting up to go to the toilet. Uh-huh. I'm sure everybody will be. And I will ask one of the staff then, "Hey, where's Kim? She still work here? She moved on?"
She's moved on. Yes. She has... she was able to save up enough that she has hitched a rail line. She's heading back east. Since the people here know you, you're talking to some people you've met before. They pass along where she's staying. She's got an address all the way in New York.
Oh, well, she won't want the address that I had before for her. So here we go. Well, I come back significantly relieved.
Yes.
After having just been to the toilet. So, yep.
Take that. You do have that old acquaintance card, Richard.
Yeah, but that's just somebody I know.
Yeah, well, how many people do you know? And then, of course, after Hetty asks, I'll tell her about Caledonia and myself. And
yep.
The great engagement story I have of taking her up in the airship above Jennensburg.
There you go.
I was going to push her out.
Yes, they tell you a little bit more is that apparently somebody came by on a railway and they've got a new thing called motion pictures that are starting up, moving kind of like the what are those old things called where you they have
kinetoscopes.
The frames that you would move and it would look like so they're a new invention. They've got motion pictures that they're starting to film out York way, and somebody came by and said she had a very photogenic face and thought that he could get her into these new films, and paid for her to play a train ticket to go to New York, and she's hoping to get on.
Mm-hmm. That sounds exciting.
Sorry, Hattie Wagner is saying this.
No. This is one of the waitresses you're talking to about your girlfriend who had gone away.
All right, Kim. Right. Kim. Okay, yep. Fine. Okay. That's the worst way of hiding from the people you had stolen from I have ever heard of. I say out loud to everybody here.
I don't know, perhaps she was able to pay them off. Oh.
I do not know what she stole. I cannot tell.
All right, so yeah, there we go. Good dinner. Friendly conversation here and there. Otherwise, nothing else really impressive happens this evening. Town's doing well, other than the potential army going to be marching through here. And any day now, other than that, everything seems fine.
Sounds good to me.
Are they serving AAA whiskey in here as well?
If you ask, but this is more like a champagne and
okay.
It's more high scale.
No, I don't want any. I'm just curious whether it was.
Okay. Mixed drinks and champagne. That's.
I'll hold my pinky out while I drink.
Pink champagne. Interesting. All right, so
on the ceiling, pink champagne on ice.
That is the night, then. Expensive meal, but you all can afford it.
Well, maybe some of us might have to Can you just cover me for a bit? My bank account seems to be strangely empty.
Actually, being back in town and all the doctor is the meals on him tonight. He's glad to see everybody back, mostly Sarah. But
oh yeah, and you other guys too. Yeah.
And you two Sarah people I've never met before.
Yes, all of you people. Yes, I see you brought a savage to the table. Is that impolite?
No. Eddie is quite savage. Yes.
Actually, I believe that Sarah had gone out shopping with Weematai, and she actually has proper dresses for.
Yes,
this
she
type
does.
Of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether she wears them or not, that's an entirely.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, but Eddie doesn't, so he's the savage.
Yes.
Yeah. Eddie has no dresses.
Weematai understands the dresses are the new war paint that you white people use when you go out.
Yeah. I still expect her to be cutting her food with her war axe or something.
No, just with her personal side knife, because, come on, the ones the house provide are notoriously dull.
Look, they can't even cut through the plate like the ones she's got.
Yeah, through the conversation of the night, though, Weematai does mention to you in a lull of the conversation, so, your parents live here.
Dun, dun, dun.
It kind of leaves dun, it at dun. That.
Yes, they do. We will go and see them at some point if we have time. Yes.
All right. So, yeah, night passes just fine. You guys have a good evening. Head back to the hotel. Good night there. Really, the only thing through the night that's disturbing at all is somewhere before dawn, church bells ringing out. Other than that, nothing else.
I'm going to look up and see, look out on the street and see if I can see what the church bells are ringing at, if there's anything there.
Yeah, it's just before dawn. It looks like there is a small group of people that are going out to church.
Interesting. I'll roll over and go back to bed. Mm-hmm. Make sure my guns are nearby.
There you go. All right, so that's it. What is your further plans while you're here? If anybody checks up on it, the church has started services on Wednesday morning. A lot of people did have some, as you rightly remembered, when the town was attacked by the plagued Indians. Some people did lose family members, so they've started holding things Wednesday mornings just for people to come and congregate and basically just as a support group sort of thing.
What about all the people who lost people in the ghost rock?
Yes, all of that. Yeah, it's
everybody just, too. That's great.
Yeah, okay. Everybody.
And yet they're still calling the town perdition.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just the name stuck. Once it becomes, once they actually get to the size of being a city, they may change it. But right now, it is the town of perdition.
Let's say once the name's on the map, that's it. You're done.
Yeah. Once it becomes city size, they may rename it to something more joyful and jubilant, like hell. The city of hell.
Unless you can sell your soul to a major brewery, but otherwise, yeah. Once it's on the map with one name, you're kind of stuck.
Or it becomes very trendy, and we'll start calling it Portland. Or anyway, yeah.
Well, I can't really think of anything else to be done in town. At some point, we'll go and see my parents.
At some point, I'll just probably take some time to go read the newspapers and stuff and just sort of catch up with what's been happening around, because we've been out of touch for a while. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll send a telegram off to Caledonia to say hi.
I will spend some time writing, like providing those promised letters to my family members, and spending lots of time assisting Richard in his hospital, and just getting very domestic in perdition.
Well, he is very good at teaching. Good enough that he will oversee his assistants actually doing surgery and just giving little pointers here and there. But he is actually an exceptionally good teacher.
You sure you don't want to sort of start planning out a house with him?
Aww.
check on your property?
Yeah, you still have a square of property that does nothing's been done with. You can have a house built there.
Unless you're behind on paying rates and they took it off you.
No, actually, I will. That's a good idea. I will check on the property and start seeing about getting a house constructed there.
Mm-hmm. So we've got no idea how many more sessions we've got before this campaign's over. We've got no idea who else Sarah's eye might catch, or might catch her eye. Could be anybody at this point. She might not end up with Richard.
Well, you know, Richard will help you, you know, if you want to get things started, he will, you know, he will keep track of what's being built, et cetera. He actually does ask if you, with your eye, he has not really done anything with this house other than the first floor surgery. So most of the house is still empty and needs a woman's touch with the decorations and such.
As I said, I'm going to get very...
As he strongly hints that the house is large enough for two.
As I said, I'm going to get very,
and a
very
family?
Domestic. Well, I suppose we could adopt Weematai if you really want that.
All right. So anyway, you'll spend the next day, you know, just seeing to affairs, that sort of thing. Young, do you want to check in with your family?
Yes, I can't avoid it forever, so eventually I will have to go. Right. Oh, I am still alive. I know it's less than 2 years since I last saw you, which is a surprise.
Right. And do you take Weematai with you?
Yeah, I went to see my parents. Yeah, it was a good time we had. You should have been.
I guess I... Yes.
Right. Oh, yes, that goes over about as well as you think. Because, of course, your parents were hoping that you would marry a nice Chinese girl, but, yeah, I mean, they don't, they're not rude to her, you know, a little apprehensive, but, they're still, your parents, as you remember. Their business is doing actually pretty well. Their house is, kind of small, but at least it's theirs. They own it, And their business is doing pretty well with all the construction. People are looking for unique, like, door frames, doors, little bits of woodwork here and there. Your father's had to expand out a little bit from puzzle making, learning a few new skills, but that has helped in his ability to just work with wood in general. So he is exploring new territories, that sort of thing. Go ahead.
Richard, have you told us about your parents and what they're currently doing?
I would come up over dinner at some point, I expect, yeah.
Okay.
Specifically.
And I might pop by sometime and get them to make something for Caledonia.
Oh, stay out. We're having an important meeting at the moment. Go elsewhere. Yeah, eventually.
Yes. So, you know, it's a little tense, but it's you know, it's your folks. By the end of all things, of course, they're a little disapproving of your choice of things, but are accepting.
Chances are I don't pick up on most of it.
Yes. Well, we Weematize us every little slight.
Yeah. Oh, she's got vengeance. I don't know what's going to happen now. Yeah, so I've got no specific thing to...
Just catching up.
That's just, right. Hey. Yeah, and here is somebody that I work with who is female. Yes.
Yeah, your mother's more canny than that. But she does point out that, you know you are getting a little old. Some grandchildren might be nice. Before we die, which could be any day now.
Oh, do I have to, Mom? Oh.
Yeah, so that is every bit as pleasant or unpleasant as you would imagine. But there we go. Other news is things have definitely settled down for the better in Shanfan. Of course, it's still ruled over by some very corrupt people, but the name of the game now is profit. So they are being more welcoming into more business, that sort of thing. And in general, the people that ended up staying and didn't lose life, limb, and property are doing a bit better than they were before. those that were on the poorest end of things have migrated out or were pushed out as the neighborhoods were gentrified. But a lot of them have come to perdition as well. They're actually helping to sponsor houses for not just family, but more immigrants from Shanfan. They're helping to sponsor houses being built. And as more come here and they open up businesses and become a little wealthy themselves, this is an ongoing thing. So you're going to have a little Chinatown here soon.
Or possibly a little white town.
Well, I mean, that is what it was in Shanfan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Predominantly Chinese, and a lot of people from Shanfan have come here, so yeah. Well, we'll see what the racial mix-up of the town is eventually. Might be a load of Mexicans here.
Might be. Oh, this is a nice place. Maybe we'll settle here.
Any minute now.
Yeah. All right. Did you guys have anything further you want to do in Perdition?
Not if you've got nothing, no.
I don't have anything particular going on here. I just gave you the drops of the Van Dorns. Want you to check out
Philippines. We'll plot sort of what's the best route, what's the most efficient route for heading up towards Shemnesburg, probably the next point of call, as we slowly head north to the last gate.
Yep. Up to you what you want to do first. I mean, Philheim's plot is just a few hours outside of the port. It would not take long to get there. In that area, you might can also check out the bait shop. It's a little further, but still in the general area.
Oh yeah, we'll do those things next. I don't know if there's proper obvious order to visit them in.
And both of those are between Perdition and Shannonsburg. I'm sorry, Perdition and Elspeth Town.
No, those things are all out into the Shattered Coast area, just outside of right out from where Perdition is, out into that coast area.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Well,
so you would may as well do that next time.
Might as well go there. Yeah, it's only a couple of hours away. We might even be able to be back and sleep in a hotel another night. Who knows?
Yep.
Sounds good. Do you guys need to take a 5 before we get to the next part, or are we good to go?
Anyone? I'm fine.
Except for robots.
Except for robots. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a 5 would be good, actually.
All right, let's take a 5. I'm going to go ahead and let me. I'm actually going to hang up this call so I can have the recording saved, and I'll pick back up in like 5 minutes, all right?
Can you just call us back again immediately?
Yeah, I can do that. That's fine.
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.